Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I would love to hear from you. Hey, give me a call at 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're a little shy, you don't feel like reaching out and touching me, as they used to say back in the days. In the commercial. What you missed in commercials? Everything was a jingle. Anyway, you can jump into smoothdrama.com. Go to the website. Jump in the chat room. I'll let you, man. You know, tell me how you feel. In the chat room, it's anonymous. You can go in and be who you want to be, how you want to be, when you want to be. And I like hanging out with the people in the chat room. We have those live, interactive conversations. It's a beautiful thing. So, once again, smoothdrama.com, jump in the chat room. Also, I encourage you to go and check us out social media. So, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. I only drink the finest teas, a.k.a. I drink lattes with my pinky finger up, Mr. J. We'll let you in the Smooth Drama group. And pretty much anywhere you find Smooth Drama, tweet us, follow us. We'll get back with you. We love hearing from you. So, as we talk about hearing from you, I mean, I've been talking. And lately, I've waxed philosophical out here doing the apocalypse, right? The apocalypse got everybody thinking, whether it's just crazy as hell thought, or it's just, what's the meaning of life? Like really, like, what's the meaning of life? Because it's a lot of stuff that's just happening, and the apocalypse is just flying at us at a rate that, whew, I don't know. It's been interesting. Before I get into that, I almost forgot. I want to give a shout out to my listeners in the UK, Germany, South Korea, and Canada. Those are some odd places. But you know what? I appreciate the listen. I appreciate you. Anyway, back to the task at hand. Talking about the pressure. You know, that's the old tale, right? Pressure makes diamonds or bust pipes. And right now, it's a lot of pipes being busted. Whether it's upside people's heads literally, or it's just mentally in people's heads. So, for example, I talked last week about CTE, and I was talking about Antonio Brown. And Antonio Brown was going crazy and just left the game, and you know, everybody's like, oh, he's crazy. Like, yeah. Got CTE, homie. You've been hit in the head so many times. Yeah, you still act crazy. We've detailed him and the dicks and all that. Cleveland Browns defensive tackle Malik McDowell took it to another level. So, homie was arrested in Deerfield Beach, Florida. I ain't picking on Florida. I'm just saying this is where it happened. He was arrested in Deerfield Beach, Florida on Monday after police said he walked naked into a children's learning center and attacked deputies. According to police surveillance footage, McDowell, who's only 25, walked naked. I'm going to repeat. He walked naked into a learning center while classes were in session. So when your kids are in session, old Nate was just out there swinging in the wind like, hey, hey. He's just walking. And they said that there was a violent attack on the deputy. Now, you know, some people say, oh, well, some of these, and normally I would say, hey, some of these things could be, you know, it might have went a different way. But when they start off with homie showed up at a children's learning center butt naked, man, I believe everything they say. You're going to get the benefit of the doubt, even if he didn't do it exactly like that. When you show up at a children's center, anything where it's a lot of kids, whether he was trying to get his kid or whatever, he still shows up naked. There is no positive to showing up naked at a children's facility. You go to the school and you're butt naked. I'm not gonna give you the benefit of the doubt, homie. You can't get it. It's not gonna happen. But it just goes back to what I'm saying. Now, if you don't believe in CTE, if you're just gonna say, hey, normal, you say, oh, he's an abnormal football player. I'm saying, even most normal folk, if you're like trying to get your kid or whatnot, I want to see my kid, you're going to show up in some clothes. That's a rational thought. I mean, it's a reasonable expectation for me that, you know, a parent would show up, you know, it happens. Parents show up, they're upset, something the other parent did. And school officials, admin, got to talk to the parent, talk the parent down off the ledge or whatever. Hey, that's not a good idea. That stuff happens. And I repeat, I keep repeating, showing up naked to the children's center, that right there, it's going to cause some problems. You can't pick up your child naked. It's an interesting conversation when you show up to, hey, I want to observe my child and you're butt naked. That's not a good thing. I want to take my child butt naked. That's not a good thing. It's just anything that has anything to do with kids in public, and you knew, just don't do it. Just don't do it. And so, but at the same time, I once again highlight Exhibit C. We're talking about, do we believe in CTE? Or do you think that, hey, from time to time, parents get upset and they do foolish things? But not foolish naked things. Just saying. And the beating the officer and resisting arrest, they charged him with exposing his sexual organs in public too. Which is just, hey. Look, which it's funny to me. Now, I'll talk about it later, but yeah, your organs in public, that's That's just funny. That's just funny. And it brings me to when we talk about rights and different things that happen. I've always thought that the apocalypse has highlighted some things, but it's also hidden the fact that people's rights go away. There's been a lot of decisions that have happened in the United States and the world that don't support us regular people. So I got a few tonight. We'll talk about it. But this first one, in Italy, Italy's highest court cited a human rights court to rule in favor of a couple who complained that their neighbor's toilet was keeping them awake at night. Now, we think about human rights violations. Most people think of slavery, torture, starvation. But Italy's top court put flushing a toilet at night as a thing. And this is in response to a 19-year legal battle, 19 years, that began with a couple living in a flat near what they call La Spezia. And they complained that their neighbor's new toilet was keeping them awake with intolerable noises. Intolerable noises. Now, I ask, is there a tolerable noise that comes from the toilet? I mean, are there acceptable noises? We don't have that technology yet where like the ringtone on your phone that music plays. We don't have that when you flush the toilet. You can ring my bell. None of that stuff happens, right? It's not gonna happen. You're not gonna get your favorite songs when you flush the toilet. Although that's a damn good idea. I wish I'd thought about it myself, even though I just did. Yeah, ringtones for the toilet, which would be weird, but at the same time, would probably be better than what they call the intolerable noises, right? And so the lower court ruled against them. And so the couple elevated the case to an appeals court in the northern city of Genoa. And that court ordered an investigation that revealed why the toilet seemed loud. And what happened was the people who owned that apartment had embedded the water tank in a 9-inch wall not far from the couple's headboard. So they could literally hear the flushing every time, which is a design issue, right? But is flushing the toilet a human rights violation? Flushing a toilet as a human rights violation. And so what they did was the court was sympathetic to the couple's struggle to sleep, and they said the sound of flushing aggravated by frequent night use compromised their quality of life. And so the brothers will have to remove the water tank and pay the couple about $565 for every year since the device was installed, which was about $10,760 in total, the court ruled. So now, you start thinking, man, I mean, it's an unusual case, flushing the toilet, but still, I can get in trouble for flushing the toilet. Not the tenants, but the people who actually made it. But still, it's still a unique situation. So now you start thinking about, there was also where they said in Italy, coffee break is not a right. It's Italy. I'm just saying, we start talking about, we're going to start ruling on everything. And so pretty much everything's on the table when we're talking about suing. Right? I mean, we know everything's been on the table because people are just doing crazy stuff. But then you start talking about suing. And so I can sue and have flushing the toilet as a human rights violation. So then I started wondering, man, am I violating my neighbor's rights when I flush the toilet? And are you? And is the suing going to come and all that other bad stuff that comes with that? Kind of crazy. And on that note, I'm gonna get the crazy out of here, and I'm gonna go on break. This is LL Cool J, Shake It Baby.
Yellow canary, tennis bracelet necklace. You know what I'm saying? 3/4 black mink, shades, canaries in both ears. You know what I'm saying? Black bed, a triple black with the oak wood. Gucci shoes, that's how I play. Hold on, I don't gamble, I don't play no craps. I was short early on, I'm jeopardizing facts. Before I open my mouth, I get all the facts. I can never fall off, it's too many hot tracks. I'm affiliated with too many hot cats. The end up crawling out of a hole in our back. Try to topple my machine, you end up in need of a scalpel to your spleen. Is there a medic on the scene? Queens is in the building. That blank look on your grill will get filled in. Slow down, baby, you acting like a clown, home. You get your butt remodeled like a brownstone. You hear my heat rock coming through your sheet rock. I need your old man, homeboy, here come the seat top. I get my swag on, proud as a peacock. Bars and top beats is pumping like a fire. If you a real OG, put your hands in the air with me, come on. Young ladies in the spot, you came up in the place, yes sir. Come on, divided we fall, stay together, forever we ball, come on. You do it for the gangsters, I do it for the ladies, but it's all money, baby. They pay me so much, it's hard for them to swallow. When you got them by the balls, their hearts and minds follow. Pay yourself first, that's one of my main mottos. It's a Bill Gates on the block, that's a hollow. I can't see a player, that's beneath my vision. I'm beyond focused, every decision is made with precision. It seems like Breeze the world religion. But L wants can't stay the crumbs for the pigeons. Black man, get the flies out your eyes. You can't cause where you born, but you affect where you die. Until that day, health and welfare cheers. And after my break, the hood of talk, man, lift the hair. He kept a mink, keep canaries in his ears. Like the Enterprise, rolling over stars for years. Spit bars for years, kept hot cars for years. The dice was loaded, but he beat the odds for years. If you a real OG, put your hands in the air with me. Come on. Young ladies in the spot, you came up in the place to rock, come on. Divided we fall, stay together and forever we ball, come on. You do it for the gangsters, I do it for the ladies, but it's all money, baby. To be or not to be the man, that's the question. Got a vision in my mind, I can see that I'm destined. To lean up in the back seat, giving directions. Sweep the block clean as November election. On a Blackberry reading cash flow quadrant. Bring to the side, my gorillas is bonded. CLS vision, four Hummers behind it. You forgot I'm from Queens, you can't get reminded. Mad man, when you chumps gon' learn. If you play with fire, you get caught in a urn. You must have been puffing on blunts and sherm. All my albums are platinum, it's been confirmed. I'm more than a symbol of sex, I get respect. For living in the hills, but still keeping it that real. Stay on course, the boss crush obstacles. You burning me, two words, impossible. If you a real OG, put your hands in the air, boy. Come on. Well, ladies in the spot, you came up in the place to rock. Come on. Yeah. Divided we fall, stay together, or forever we ball, come on. You do it for the gangsters, I do it for the ladies, but it's all money, baby. Yellow canary chest on the neck, 3/4 black man, Gucci hats and size shades, Gucci shoes, baggy jeans, black phantom, oak wood, that's how I play. Yeah.
baby, shake it. You do it for the gangsters, I do it for the ladies, but it's all money.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was LL Cool J. Shake it, baby. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, let me talk about brain damage. I guess. After talking about brain damage, I can just go on and talk about something I've been ruminating in my thoughts. You know, I've talked about the negativity and how we view things that society tells us we should view, how we should view it, and how it's portrayed. And then There's the reality of what it is. So, I know most people, you talk about Kanye West and the Kim Kardashian thing, buying the house across the street. Now he's even got the diss track out on Pete Davidson, who is a comedian from Saturday Night Live, who she's currently dating. And even though he's dating somebody else also, you know, he's putting this track out. And otherwise, it's just like, really, really, for lack of a better word, crazy behavior. Don't go buy a house across the street. That right there, some people will say, oh, he's brain damaged. You know, we know Kanye's a little off, right? He's been documented as off for a while now, right? He's the off billionaire, which I always laugh at. Like, yeah, how off is the billionaire, right? But then I just go and say, man, we think about it, and people have talked about it, maybe not super in depth, but that Kardashian pussy is some deadly stuff. Like, I always say there's vagina that just drives folks crazy. We know that there's something in sheep vagina, right? Sheep's got the kind of vagina that got farmers and found out that koala bears were hitting sheep. Which is a weird combination, right? But it happens. And Kardashians. I mean, we've seen the Kardashians between them date half the sporting world. And nothing against it, you know what? Who you want to be with, how many you want to be with, do your thing. It's grown folks' business. But then I start thinking like, man, when you got folks going crazy, and like we talking about Kanye, it's that old saying when you're pussy whipped, you just can't stop. It's so good that I can't make rational decisions because I'm not getting it no more. I mean, that's how good apparently it is, because we see there's a number of celebrities that are like, yeah, that's where it is. Kind of crazy. And it takes me to the next point. Right? Because we talk about insults, right? So coming up in the 80s, 90s, y'all remember the insults were different. Yeah, it used to be like if I wanted to insult you as a guy, or just period, you want to insult anybody, say, bitch, suck my dick. And you know, as a grown man now, I'm like, you know, how much of that is an insult to some people, right? I mean, because literally, it depends on the context, right? You holler out, bitch, suck my dick. That's almost like BDSM, maybe. It's the verbal part of the BDSM, or however dom submissive tight relationship you have. And that's when it gets popping, because you said that, and then it's going to happen. Right? So then you say, you know, kiss my ass. All these things used to be bad things, but a lot of people like that stuff. So saying it isn't necessarily a bad thing now. Or maybe as you get older, you see these things differently. Which brings me to my point. Yeah, we gotta stop associating sexual organs with negativity. Like, if you call somebody a dick, that's supposed to be a bad thing. Man, he's straight up a dick. Or you tell somebody he's a dick, and it's like, okay, I know that there's some ladies, and I'm sure there's some men out there, eat a dick is not negative imagery for them. They're like, yeah, when? Where? Right. And then you start saying, like, you know, such and such is a dick. And I've seen myself, and I have to stop myself, like, wait, no, dick is good. Right? I mean, am I wrong? Dick is good. Dick is a force. So for example, I like to think of myself and like my penis. My penis is a force for good. I think of myself as a force for good, and my penis, coincidentally, is a force for good also. So, when we call somebody a dick, I mean, let's start thinking about the penis and vagina. Let's think about the penis and vagina here for a second, right? All the good stuff that comes from penis and vagina. Penis is the fluid that gives the fluid of life, right? And for some people, you know, it's a vitalizer for skin and protein nutrients, depending on who you are and how you roll, right? Vagina. Well, I mean, and we going to stay on penis for a second before I get into vagina. Penis gives great visual. Now, I know. We have some people say, and I've heard the lady say, yeah, unsolicited penis shots, it's so much, it's too much. There are people who send their penis. Because penis is a force for good. If used right, penis is a force for good. Vagina, it goes without saying. Kids come out of vaginas. Vagina is one of the most beautiful things that has so many uses. So many uses. Life, pleasure. I mean, there's, you know, body cleanser. There's a lot of things that are beautiful about the vagina. And the penis. But we give them negative connotations. Because we know if somebody is exhibiting behavior that we don't approve of, it, like you say, oh, that dude, he pussy. Yeah, being that pussy is vagina, is soft, right? Like, or if you're talking about the pussy cat, you know, you rub the pussy cat, it'll purr, turn over, and it's all good, right? But calling somebody a pussy is a negative. Calling somebody a dick is a negative. I'm saying, is it? Should it be? How did we get to this? Now I'm not gonna try to get to the origins of it. I'm just saying. Maybe we need to stop with the negativity when it comes, you know, as far as the connotations go. Saying, oh, you're a dick. No. Well, I mean, if you call me a dick, you know, we know that there's negative, but you say, hey, you called me a dick. I'm like, thank you. Because I like to think that mine in divine you says it's a victorious name. I would just say that mine is victorious. I have a victorious penis. It's beautiful. It's a winner every time. I wake up, bam, it's a winner. Sometimes you can wake up in the morning, you get automatic pilot, bam. You're winning. Vagina. We gotta stop calling people pussy. I've done that a lot. So I'm trying to find positive, negative reinforcing insults. That has nothing to do with the sex origin. So if I can find a positive, negative reinforcing set of words. All right, so I'm going to work hard not to call people pussy. And I'm going to work hard not to call people dick. He's a dick. He's a pussy. Not going to do it. Going to let it go. But now I got to find new words. I mean, because it just seems like you want to insult somebody, you want to just go all the way in and drop the hammer like an anvil. Eat a thumb, really? Divine user says eat a thumb. I don't know if eat a thumb. If you tell somebody to eat a thumb, what they gonna say? Like what? I mean, you tell somebody to eat your thumb, they might shoot you. Because they don't understand it. Eat a thumb? What the hell do you mean eat a thumb? Nah, man, don't hold me back. I'm about to shoot this month. They talk about eat a thumb. What is that? What is eat a thumb? Right? So that's how I see a stupid argument happening. Because people are stupid. Eat shit. Okay. Now, Aleph Lamed says, dick, Anglo-Jew fashion equals fat. I guess it depends on who you are. And insults are childish and arrogant. Yeah, of course they are. That's why we do it. You want to insult people as hard as you can. But we got to find the right kind of insult. I'm looking, cause I'm vowing never I'm working hard not to go that route any longer. So what do we call that ignorant person? That we're not using the N word, right? So we got to find that thing that's very, very insulting. It has nothing to do with our sexual organs. Just really, really insulting somebody. I'm looking for the insult with clarity that it's a true insult. It's a true insult. MFT says you ain't shit. Yeah. But a lot of people don't want to be shit. I'm thinking you are shit. Because, once again, you ain't shit. I know when we say you ain't shit, that just means that you're a terrible person, right? But I'm saying you are shit means that you're really terrible. You're really terrible. Yeah, you are shit. Like what? You are shit. Bodily waste. Because you ain't shit. See, once again, we're talking about the phonetics, right? The phonetics say you ain't shit. I don't know. That's good. You ain't shit. I'd be happy if I wasn't shit. Honestly. Your mother should have swallowed you. See, now we getting into the stabs. Who said your mom didn't swallow you the first, like, 25 times? I don't know. I don't know. So... Negativity in trying to be positive, right? Trying to be positive. So in speaking of trying to be positive, I saw last week, Ida B. Wells is commemorated with a Barbie doll. And I just wondered how people felt about that. Right? Because I don't think people know who Ida B. Wells was. So I always like to preface it because Ida B. Wells is like one of my favorite females in history, right? Because she was part of the anti-lynch movement, and she actually was packing heat. Like, I dare you to try anything. I dare you to try anything. I'll shoot all you, right? So, right along with the person you call Harriet Tubman, whose original name was Araminta, she's right up there for me. Araminta obviously is one with a bullet, but Ida B. Wells is a strong number two for me. You know, in middle of the South, she's strapped, ready. And being a part of the anti-lynch movement allowed her to go overseas and debate for our rights as people, you know? Because I think people don't appreciate, I think that's the word I'm looking for, don't appreciate people who fight for their right, for the rights of others, right? People who fight for the rights of others aren't appreciated like they should be. And so this is a corporate way of saying, hey, well, you know what? We're going to recognize a black woman, a historical black woman. They're doing it with a Barbie doll. Right? It's with the Barbie doll. I'm just wondering, you know, how people feel out there. So, for example, they said when kids learn about heroes like Ida B. Wells, they don't just imagine a better future. They know they have the power to make it come true. That's what Mattel said. And never argue with the role model part and that being front and center. But still, it's tough. It's tough when you have icons. And once you put that stuff out there, Barbie, Ida B. Wells Barbie. I mean, I would get one just because, say, I had one and, you know, it'd be something, you know, you talk to your daughters, talk to your nieces, and talk to nephews, your kids, like, you know, Ida B. Wells was an important woman. And she did a lot of things in the community, which don't get recognized. But it's stuff that's out there. And so they're commemorating it with a Barbie doll. I'm just, like I said, I'm just curious how people, you know, feel about it. So I see Divine User said that's weak. Barbie don't stand for anything like a Beanie Baby. So I don't know. Okay, she had her glow up from a sex doll. What? Okay. I don't know. I don't know what that means. But I do know, wow, they said Barbie was a hoe. Okay, so dolls with no sex organs are hoes. Got it. I think I probably need to go on break. So this is Jay-Z and the aforementioned Kanye West. Otis.
Dominicano, all the plugs that I know, driving Benzes, when the winter fits. Not bad, huh? Just some immigrants. Very offensive. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery. What we're up with you? Jay is chilling. Yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn money. Let's blow up these enemies. Except the things they can't say. Rated all of this pain in these campaigns.
Together you've got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was... what was that? Otis. Jay-Z and Kanye West. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, yeah, we were talking about Ida B. Wells and how folks feel about certain historical figures giving dolls. Like, you know, it's like, do we want the Ida B. Wells Barbie doll? Is that an insult? Are Barbie, so like if we had a Malcolm X Ken doll, would folks, you know, go crazy? Like, hell no. Malcolm X no Ken doll. I don't know. Is it something that's just, is it out of bounds? That's my question. I'm like, is it homage or is it, hey, we want to make some money off black folks in February? Because I think of those meetings, right? I think of those meetings that they have when you're... when you're trying to drum up sales and you know, once again, this is the Black Panther effect, right? I mean, we know they've always marketed towards black people, but when they saw, oh, Black Panther did $2 billion, so we want to make some money off of it, and so hey, we're gonna do this. You know, we'll have Ida B. Wells. They'll bust out a whole bunch of quote unquote black characters. Barbie doll, make the money, but not care about the stories and the sacrifices that the people who are being represented in this corporate way, and that they're making money off of. Probably wouldn't have been all that fine with being a Barbie doll. Probably would have been upset by that. But it's conjecture, right? It's conjecture. You just wonder how that is. So now, you know, we talk about some things that are Groundhog Day. And I guess before we gonna do that, we always gotta do this.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Alright, so Groundhog Day. First, judge refuses early release from federal prison for ex-U.S. Treasury employee who leaked tens of thousands of records, laying bare investigations into the world of illicit financing globally. She's not going to be released from prison early. Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards. That's a lot to say as a name. Anyway, Ms. Edwards, who was a former senior advisor to the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, claimed to have been a whistleblower when she leaked a record-breaking trove of suspicious activity reports, also known as SARS, to BuzzFeed reporter Jason Leopold. He teamed up with an international consortium of investigative journalists and more than 400 journalists in 88 countries to pick apart and publish what became known as the FinCEN files. This catalog of 200,000 suspicious financial transactions provided an unprecedented view of global financial corruption, the banks enabling it, and the government agencies that watch as it flourishes. So yeah, she busted them, so she ain't getting out. They call it, and I'm gonna use the words of U.S. District Judge Gregory Woods, who found that Edwards' disclosures were a reckless exposure of the U.S. national security secrets she was sworn to protect. Now, is it really national security secrets when you're just stealing money? When you're just stealing money? I don't know. I do know that a whistleblower that blows the lid on cheating and corruption probably shouldn't have went to jail. But, of course, they're like, nah, your ass is going to go to jail. You're going to sit down for a minute. You're going to sit down for a minute. Why? Because you tried to embarrass us. You're trying to embarrass us. And tell people the truth about what's really happening, about them stealing money and doing whatever the hell they want. So those leaked documents, because, I mean, she's looking over, it's part of her job, and she's like, wait, where is this money going? So like a good patriot, she is arrested and put in jail because she's talking about doing the right thing. Talking about doing the right thing. And speaking of doing the wrong thing, so Peter Swales, 56, pled guilty to conspiring to exploit a vulnerable victim in a man who was kept in a shed for the last 40 years. So originally, Peter Swales Jr. and his father, Peter Swales Sr., were both charged. However, Sr. passed away last year before the trial, and Swales Jr. pled guilty to the charges Tuesday. And so Judge Richard Archer says the sentence he passed down could ultimately be suspended. Now, we're talking about slavery. We're talking about slavery. They held somebody in the shed for over 40 years. And so the Gang Masters and Labor Abuse Authority received an anonymous tip to search a trailer in Carlisle. And the trailer consisted of no light or heat. And the portable heater in the trailer had damaged wiring. And so they reported The BBC said man began working on farms at the age of 16. And he was paid $13.50 per day. And so, homie, for the past 40 years, was living like that. He was a victim of slavery. They'll say, well, he was getting paid because, you know, $13.50 a day for a hard day's work. That's a great bargain. You know, why am I talking about it? What's Groundhog Day about it? Swales Jr. is going to get off. So Swales Jr. agreed to change his plea on the basis of his limited involvement in the case. He claimed to not have been aware of the victim's condition. Meanwhile, Swell Sr. would arrange for him to work with the victim. And when the daddy was arrested, he said, not all this slavery thing again. Apparently, he was arrested on suspicions of offenses under the Modern Slavery Act of 2015. So, once again, slave master don't get in trouble. Slave master don't get in trouble. Groundhog Day. We don't believe in punishing folks who take advantage of people. I mean, we think about it. That was the Confederate way. And this dude is like, man, look, why? What y'all, it's slavery. Why do y'all care? And he's going to get off. And it's not going to be that big of a deal. Because he's slave master. And slave master gets to do what he want, when he want, however he want, with no repercussions. Now, obviously, people don't have a tolerance for it, right? They couldn't see doing something bad to slave master because, once again, as the grandchildren of such people, they're probably thinking they're going to come after us. If we punish one, they're going to punish all of us. We can't have that. Just not going to let it happen, right? But then I ask this question. And this is the question. Is it important that we punish slave masters? I'm just asking, do we punish them because it happened? Or should we care that it didn't happen to us? So it's not that big of a deal. And on that note, I missed the F the N word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to keep the conversation going, you can jump in the chat room at smoothdrama.com and we can continue to chop it up. Other than that, catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you've got
smooth
drama.